Welcome to KXRW's Authenticity Matters, where we examine how to live more intentional, fulfilling lives by truly being ourselves. In each episode, we will talk to guests who've transformed their lives, organizations, and the community through authentic and intentional actions. I'm your host, Jen Coyne. Welcome to episode 15 of Authenticity Matters. We're still in the midst of a global pandemic, and now in the middle of hurricane season and a terrible wildfire season. Add to that, working to address centuries of racial injustice, and 2020 has been quite a year so far. I guess the murder hornets weren't as bad as predicted, so there's that. But one thing that this year is definitely doing is it's calling on us to be more resilient and persistent. This month's guest knows a lot about resilience and persistence. I'm delighted to share my conversation with attorney Michael Jonas with you. Michael is the owner and founder of Rational Unicorn Legal Services. He is nothing if not authentic, and his candor, humor, and humility is refreshing in a profession that bore the word legalese, not always the most approachable. Michael is the opposite of unapproachable and shares his story that I hope will inspire you to persist in whatever you aspire to achieve. Michael and I met through Benefit Corporation for Good activities, and so I want to get into talking about that and life and what makes you authentic and all that good stuff. So thank you so much for joining me this month.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm smiling at you beneath this mask.
Beneath a mask. It's really hard to pick up on cues these days. So I want to learn more about your life and what makes you authentically you. First, I want to hear, what does authenticity mean to you when I say that word?
I mean, first and foremost, it's a word that I try to live by, both personally and professionally. So for me, it's authentic or nothing. That's how I'll start. But I think it means being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I think it means being honest with yourself and other people, being reflective and willing to grow.
Yeah.
Wanting to learn, you know, that sort of inquisitive, you know, how can we do this better? How can we do this different? How did I do, you know, how can I help you? It's sort of like an all-encompassing, inquisitive.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't like being authentic all the time, though. So I'm curious about your origin story.
Sure.
And how you got to a place where it's authenticity or nothing.
Sure.
So tell me, where did you grow up and how did you get to be Rational Unicorn?
How much time do you have?
No, 29 minutes, exactly. Yeah.
So I am from Santa Clarita Valley, which is famous for Magic Mountain.
Yes, I have been on the roller coasters before.
And potentially for the heat. I mean, the summer is probably 114 degrees. Oh. Born and raised there, and I have an older brother. We lived a very suburban life, like a Northern California suburb, pretty schools, pretty landscaping and things like that. I think for me, I always wanted to know more about people and diversity, and always just wanted to search more for what things were and what they meant. I think that for me, learning the exhausting part of hiding yourself or being someone different in any regard. So right. Whether that's my sexuality, I have a boyfriend of almost 5 years, whether that's being a Reform Jew, but not really religious. I call it a John Stewart Jew, you know, and, you know, having gone through a lot of financial issues when we were younger. We lost our house when I was 12, and there were times when we didn't have a car, and I worked at a very young age at 15 in restaurants. you reach this point where you're doing so many other things. Mm-hmm. And so being someone other than yourself is exhausting.
Right.
And being someone other than yourself, it doesn't help you and it doesn't help other people.
Yeah. From growing up there, how you mentioned your older brother. He's also an attorney.
Yes.
And so did you follow in his footsteps or did you both just like have it in your DNA? How did you end up down that path?
Well, when you have two frugal Jewish parents, one from the East Coast and one from the San Fernando Valley, most of your time is spent arguing. So, you know, we definitely throughout our childhood argued. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big part of it. The other part of it is that my parents, even though neither of them have a four-year degree, they were very big on education.
Yeah.
And so saw that my brother and I at a young age were really interested in law and policy and social justice. Mm-hmm. So my brother and I, we did speech and debate. We did mock trial. We did all those kind of nerdy things. Right. Those were that was our sport.
Yeah.
And I actually was not going to go to law school. Mm. I've always been very scattered but focused. I say I'm a very focused, scattered person. I saw my brother go to law school and I saw all these law books and said no. Girl, just waking up in the morning and to be well. Quite honest with you, I ain't really sleep well. You ever feel like your train of thought's been derailed? That's when you press on, lean in. Half the population just waiting to see me fail. Yeah, right, you better off trying to freeze hell. Some of us do it.
What was a no for law school at first later turned into a yes. Michael originally had a specific notion of what a lawyer was, either a corporate shark or a criminal attorney. When working for a nonprofit, though, he learned the full spectrum of what a lawyer could be. After graduating with an undergraduate degree in psychology, he decided to go for it, attending Thomas Jefferson Law School and graduating in 2009.
From there, there was a passage of time when you got up to here, up to Oregon. What sure. brought you up here?
Sure. What is time right now? Right. So yeah, I went to law school from 2006 to 2009. Mm-hmm. I squeezed law school like a sponge. You know, I would say I wasn't necessarily the best student, but I was the president of public interest law for 2 years. I did stuff with the women's law organization. Mm-hmm. I did policy research. I did political reporting for the 2008 election.
Wow.
And went to Denver. I did all these things, just mm-hmm. basically making sure that in addition to my legal career, it wasn't just about briefs and reading and all that. So I graduated in 2009. I'll get to...
No.
I worry because it's like 2009. Oh, we're in 2020.
Right. But so I mean, what I hear is that from that very early point, it was important to you to stay connected to kind of the community that you're serving.
Sure.
Versus becoming more abstract or sort of academic in any way.
Sure. And I've always really been like that. You know, I definitely appreciate the academic component, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to be able to recite every case and what the decision or the holding was.
Right.
It's more about, you know, how did it further society? How mm-hmm. did things change? So was just very busy in law school night and day
yeah.
with working and internships and whatever else, and graduated in 2009 in the recession. Lost my apartment, lost my car, couldn't find work, slept on friends' couches mm-hmm. and floors, had to move back home for a year. I mean, this is all very condensed version. Mm-hmm. I moved to DC for 6 months. I moved back, had every kind of job imaginable.
Right.
I decided to move to Oregon because I was sort of at my last straw.
Mm-hmm.
I had failed 5 California bars, had all sorts of random jobs. basically thought, you know, I need to change mm-hmm. or I'm just going to keep going in circles. I moved here with a van, drove up north. I had never been to Portland, which is hard to believe, right. but, and then, yeah, I literally just started building. It was a process.
Right. Right. So a few years later, you pass the bar, I don't know, I'm kind of condensing the time a little bit, but you're here. And what I gathered from what you said a little bit ago is all of these jobs that you were doing, like all these things, it was hustling and it was entrepreneurial, mm-hmm. right? Like you were helping people and helping yourself sort of make something out of nothing, which now brings me to you. So you started Rational Unicorn when?
That's a great question. So we're in our third year.
Okay.
So even though I graduated law school in 2009, I didn't become a lawyer until 2017.
Yeah.
Mix in recession, 9 bar exams, and all sorts of moving. When I found out that I had passed the bar, I was working at Bonneville Power.
Wow.
I was doing a contract job there in the real estate department and reviewing files mm-hmm. and scanning things. Not the sexiest job. The people right. there were really nice. 2 weeks into that, I found out that I had passed. At first, I checked the site, thought it was a mistake. Michael Jones, or maybe there's another Michael Jonas. And then I just started bawling and had to go out on the mm-hmm. patio, and I called my boyfriend and started crying. But there were three choices, and this is in 2017, so there's three choices at that point. Work for some corporate business law firm that I may or may not align with.
Yeah.
The other choice is to get some sort of legal job that I could potentially easily get. Mm-hmm. And then the other option was start your own firm. Mm-hmm. And so I thought about all of them very, very deeply. One of them said, don't do a business again and go for a job. You need that stability. Another one said, I didn't do 9 bar exams to either work for someone else
right.
or to work at a job that I absolutely hate. Mm-hmm. I have to do something that I believe in. So I decided to start my own firm. But yeah, I decided that that was the best choice. And I had naysayers. A lot of people were, why would you start your own firm? You don't have that network or those contacts. Or why don't you start at a corporate law firm or business law firm?
Right.
And my thing for all of those people was, one, I don't believe in what they're doing. I don't believe in how they're practicing law. So if I did that, I'd have to be subjugated to that. And then the other thing was time is valuable. The idea of like, do that for a year to pay your bills or
right.
do that to learn. I've had so many learning lessons at that point that I just wanted to do the thing.
Like you're ready.
I wanted the learning lessons to be in the building of my business, which is kind of, it's an experiment in a way, not in going somewhere else and doing this again, where I go somewhere that I don't necessarily want to be.
Today to attorney Michael Jonas, owner of Rational Unicorn Legal Services. After a roller coaster journey of getting his law degree and passing the bar exam, Michael was ready to take the leap and start his own firm. When we come back, we'll talk about what makes his law practice as unique as a unicorn. I'm Jen Coyne, and you're listening to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM.
KXRW would like to thank New Amsterdam for their ongoing support of our radio community. New Amsterdam is Vancouver's premier cannabis market for those 21 years of age and over. Visit newamsterdam.com to view an order from the full online menu, and they now offer in-store, curbside, and touchless pickup to better serve you. Nieuw Amsterdam is located in the Heights Shopping Center on the corner of Mill Plain and Andreessen Road. Open 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., 365 days a year. More information available at newvamsterdam.com.
Community radio like this is brought to you by the generous support by our founding sponsors at ADCO Commercial Printing and Graphics, Clark County's local print shop since 1993. ADCO features stationery, posters, flyers, tickets, business cards, stickers, catalogs, and much more. Print on anything and mail anywhere. Learn more at ADCO1.com. That's ADCO, the number 1.com.
Welcome back to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Jen Coyne, and today I'm talking to Michael Jonas, attorney and owner of Rational Unicorn Legal Services. Before the break, Michael shared his journey up to the creation of his law firm. Now, let's dive back in and find out what makes Rational Unicorn truly a different kind of firm and why that matters.
I completely identify with what you're saying about wanting to waste any time, right? And also, what I hear you saying, it's also about what you value. You're valuing time and getting to it as opposed to, you know, the security that might be with another corporate job or other aspects of what makes you a successful person. And so much of our success is like calibrated to how much do you make? And I hear you taking a different approach.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of had that approach, whether by choice or not. You know, when I say we are family, you know, we've had to find intrinsic values and things, you know, when times are tough. But for me, I mean, I didn't become a lawyer for a Beamer or, you know, a big house. Like, great. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But I do it because I enjoy helping people with their dreams and I enjoy building relationships and I want to have purpose.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to be myself, which is the authentic thing we were talking about. And I've often, and probably other people listening, they've often sort of had to have that conversation. You know, why am I at this job? I don't like what we're doing or how we're giving the service or product. I knew with my firm that I wanted the community and the business building to go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So what that does is it makes it so that every day the people who I meet with know that about our firm, but they also know that about themselves, that, you know, we're working with a law firm who cares about the community. And whether that's the benefit company certification or being involved right now with social justice things, like I've helped a couple of people form nonprofits that relate to the Black Lives Matter protests.
Right.
And if I were to go with, are you making money? None of those things would get done.
Right.
And then I also would walk away and, you know what, I'm going to enjoy a fancy watch, but I'm not utilizing my services to help people who are fighting for social justice.
Right.
Like, which is more important to me?
Yeah, and what ultimately is going to give you more of a sense of purpose and meaning in your life?
The very interesting thing is a lot of people believe that these are dichotomous, right? That you, if you care about the community or sustainability or any of that, that it's going to cut into your profit margin,
right,
or that you can't do both, that you can't profit and you can't do good at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's 100% not true. You actually do better because people choose you because they know that you have a conscience.
Yeah.
And you actually do better because you're in love with what you're doing and that shows. So, I mean, whether it's, you know, a large company like Ben and Jerry's sells ice cream.
Yeah.
So what, you know, what does ice cream have to do with social justice, right?
Right.
And for some people, of course, they may say, oh, well, that's not right, you know, to combine ice cream and social justice. Mm-hmm. The point is whether it's law, whether it's ice cream, whether it's t-shirts, no matter what you're doing, you can weave in a social component to your business.
Absolutely. Which brings me to, you do have a very different kind of law practice compared to others. For the audience's sake, we both share in common that we're benefit corporations for good. that means that we have a triple bottom line focus on people and the planet, not just profit. Tell me a little bit more about what makes your law practice different.
Sure. Sure. Well, not just the name. I mean, yeah. The name is a...
Well, you can, I want you to talk about the name, too, because yeah. That's amazing and different.
Yeah. So, I mean, first and foremost, our name, Rational Unicorn Legal. So, a rational unicorn is being a dreamer and a realist at the same time. Mm. Going and frolicking and sparkling, but also doing your homework.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take care of those things, of those logistics... then you can't get really far. Our goal is, you know, not only for me and my team to be rational unicorns, but for clients to be that mm-hmm. way. Like, oh, you want to open a bakery? Well, that's great. That's a beautiful dream, but we have to figure out how to be rational about that. Mm-hmm. So that's what a rational unicorn is. So yeah. We're different in that regard. We're different in the way that we share and cross-market partners and collaborators. So in addition to just providing legal services, we're always saying, you know, what about these folks, you yeah. know, kind of introducing people to each other and providing community resources and referrals and things like that.
Right.
We also have a seminar series called The More You Glow. And, you know, we cover everything from intellectual property to contracts to having some real life conversations. All of these are for education. They're for community, they're for demystifying, mm-hmm. demystifying these processes that seem so convoluted for anybody.
Yeah.
Whether you've done business before or not. So most law firms, they do a retainer and they put mm-hmm. that money in trust. So mm-hmm. they basically say, you have to have $2,000 or $3,000, we'll put it in a trust account, we'll eat away at it as we do this project.
Yeah.
And every time you call or you email, we're gonna have to bill you for that. So all of our projects are project-based mm-hmm. and they're all-inclusive. Yeah. So in that rate you pay, you have edits included, you have calls and emails included. So someone who is, you know, single mother operating a coffee shop mm-hmm. who needs to have legal help, we're not taking $3,000 from her.
Right.
We're saying, okay, these are the four or five projects you need. Why don't you pick the one that you can do this month mm-hmm. and then we'll wait. We're on your time and we can do one project at a time.
It probably makes it easier for you if you spend a few more minutes getting to know your clients and learning as much as you can so that you can also efficiently complete their project. So
yeah, that's exactly right. It's better for us so that I can have a better idea of how to complete their project. And this occurs with communication from the beginning. You know, scheduling a consult, mm-hmm. and then a lot of the projects have questionnaires. So completing a questionnaire, for example, for a contract, asking you, what are the things that mm-hmm. you want to see in here? What are the things that you're worried about, that you fear? What happens is the client also gets a contract that is something that they want to use, and mm-hmm. that's our whole purpose. I don't want to make a contract and have you say, this is just for when there's liability or my attorney wrote this, uh-huh. sign it, and you uh-huh. kind of slip it aside. We're trying to do preventative business law.
Right.
So we're trying to have our clients use the things that we do for them in their everyday and to understand what they have and how to communicate those things with their clients.
You're running everything through this filter of doing good. You're also helping your clients run everything through the filter, like weaving everything into the fabric mm-hmm. of what they do, as opposed to, well, here's this legal mumbo jumbo. Now we can get down to real business because we are done with that.
Yeah, formality. Absolutely. And a lot of that, it has to do with asking questions mm-hmm. and having that relationship. It's okay to talk to an attorney. That's the whole thing is,
yeah.
I don't see myself as better than anybody else. I may be better at the law, but the person who is contacting me is better what they do. You know, I can't right. remodel bathrooms. I can't bake a 5-layer cake.
That's what's beautiful. We're in an ecosystem, right? Where we all help each other. And I have to add, you're building an exceptional reputation given how relatively short a period of time you've had Rational Unicorn. You know, Facebook groups of small business networks and people say, who's somebody you'd refer, and people have no idea who they are, will refer to you. So yeah, that's happening.
I appreciate that, and I'm blushing underneath the mask. Yeah, I don't take any of that for granted. I think that's a big part of this is every single client I am happy to have and I care about and I want to know how we can help them. And then I think people also appreciate that we're involved with the community, that we really genuinely do care. I mean, we're helping people with, for example, access. You know, I have clients who are Black, who are trans, who are not very wealthy. I have clients who are artists that are working three jobs. So all of those people, the question is, well, where would they go?
Right.
If they didn't have our firm? And the answer is they wouldn't have had an attorney. And our slogan is community business law for everyone in the community. We're basically telling everybody you can have an attorney.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. If people want to reach you, check out one of your radio podcasts, if they want to get legal services. Your firm is licensed in Washington, California, and Oregon now?
Not Washington yet, but soon. But California and Oregon. Okay. So we can take clients anywhere in California or Oregon for business law or intellectual property law. They can reach us at our website. So rationalunicorn.com/contact. Fill out a submission and just let us know.
Thank you so much for everything that you do for bringing services to the community. And I appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.
Thank you for who you are and what you do as well. Thanks. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we close the show, let's hear from the organizations that make this community programming possible. This is Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM.
Domestic violence is not okay, and it's on the rise, especially now during this time of COVID-19. Domestic violence comes in many forms, such as physical abuse, verbal, financial, sexual, stalking, and technological abuses. If you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, we can help. The Vancouver Police Department and the YWCA are here for you. You are not alone, even in this time of crisis. You can call the YWCA at 360-695-0501 or call 911 for the police. You can also find helpful information about the Safe Choice Domestic Violence Program at ywcaclarkcounty.org and in Portland at ywcapdx.org.
You've been listening to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM and X-Ray 107.1. Thanks again to my guest, Michael Jonas, for his Be Authentic or Go Home attitude. To learn more about our past shows and for other related content, you can find Authenticity Matters on Facebook. Thanks to Stephen Glickman for sound production and the teams at X-Ray and KXRW for making this show possible. Join me next time to hear more authenticity journeys on Authenticity Matters. This is KXRW 99.9 FM.